Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. As we think about God's plan of salvation and things that are essential to being saved, not only do we have to hear the Word and believe in Jesus as God's Son, Scripture makes it abundantly clear that we must repent, change our will, and change our way. In the context of Luke 13, certain people have come to Jesus, and it looks like they want to tell on other people, and they want to see if God's wrath is being vindicated or shown toward others. And so in the context, they tell them about these people who have their blood mingled with their sacrifice, a horrible violation of the law of God. And then these people who are walking down the road, and this tower falls on them and kills them, just a freak accident. And their idea is, Jesus, weren't these, because of these acts, weren't they worse sinners than everybody else? Here's what Jesus said. Jesus takes the emphasis off of these people and says, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Repentance is the point in time in salvation where we are willing to change our will. In Matthew 21:28, Jesus tells us a story that illustrates what repentance is. Jesus tells a story of a father who had two sons. He said to his son, "Son, go work in my field today." The first son said he would and never did. The second son, he said to his son, "Son, go work in my field today." This one said he wouldn't. He later changed his mind and went and worked in the father's field. Jesus said, which of the two did the will of the father? The one who changed his will and then went and changed his way. That's what true repentance is. I first change the way I think. I conform my thinking to the thinking of God, Romans 12:1-2, and then I follow that up by a changed way of life. Luke chapter 3, certain people came out to be baptized by John the Immerser, and John said to him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come?" And then John says this, "Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance." Not only is repentance a changed will, it is also a changed way. They had to show by their life they were ready to repent. Peter preached in Acts 3:19, "Repent and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." Have you heard the Word of God? Have you believed in Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? Are you willing to confess Him before men? And won't you be baptized today for the remission of your sins? We're praying that you will obey the gospel and be saved.
This is the gospel of Christ.